The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The word of God be on my mind, on my lips, in my heart. Jesus took Peter, John, and James and went up the mountain to pray. While he was praying, his face changed in appearance and his clothing became dazzling white. And behold, two men were conversing with him, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his exodus that he was going to accomplish in Jerusalem. Peter and his companions had been overcome by sleep, but becoming fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men standing with him. As they were about to depart from him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." But he did not know what he was saying. While he was still speaking, a cloud came and cast a shadow over them, and they became frightened when they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my chosen son. Listen to him." After the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. They fell silent and did not at that time tell anyone what they had seen. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
I love when I get little glimpses of things, don't you? I think a glimpse is a fascinating part of life. Now, it's a funny word. The dictionary definition of glimpse is a very brief and incomplete look at something. A glimpse can draw you in, make you want to pause or even go back to get a better look. A glimpse can also be cautionary, make you cringe, shrink away, or turn and run away. A glimpse can awaken us on a gut level before we have time to overthink or overanalyze something or someone. Now, there have been times, for me at least, when I get a glimpse of who I am truly called to be, of who God truly is, and of how my life fits into God's creation, I love those times. Some of those moments occur during prayer, or when I encounter either a great heartbreak or a great joy. Sometimes they come at a pivotal moment, such as at a birth or a death. Sometimes a glimpse of heaven shows up with the most ordinary of daily occurrences. Today, Luke tells us about a glimpse of Christ's glory experienced by his inner circle disciples, Peter, John, and James. While Jesus was at prayer, Luke tells us. This is important. I love that Luke makes a point of Jesus being at prayer when this happens. You see, he's in proper relationship with his Father, exchanging their love through the Holy Spirit. The Trinity, our Trinitarian God, is present right then. Luke tells us his companions had been overcome by sleep, but becoming fully awake, they saw his glory. They got a glimpse. First, overcome by sleep. That's our human condition, isn't it? We are so easily fatigued on the climb up our spiritual mountain. Becoming fully awake. How? I think Luke is implying that this awakening is a gift of the Spirit, giving them the ability to truly see who it is that they are trying to follow. The glimpse was a gift to see his glory. Now, glory in the dictionary, one of the definitions of glory is the pure happiness of heaven. They see our Trinitarian God present in the person of Jesus. But in keeping with their pattern of being like us, the three don't quite get the whole message right. Peter wants to just hang out and enjoy the peace and comfort of this mountaintop experience. I don't know about you, but I have to confess that when I have those moments of delightful glimpses of heaven, I don't want to leave either. I don't want to miss the moment, to let go of the moment where I see that I fit in. I fit in relationship with divine love and divine life. Then, in our lives, just like as in Luke's story, comes the cloud, the haziness, the incomplete nature of our understanding of the situation. We can get afraid. But in this haze, they and we are given a task. The voice says, "Listen to him. There's much to be done yet." And Jesus will lead them down the mountain back into the world of brokenness that's in such need of faith and healing. Now, in the chronology of Luke's gospel, these men will soon face what you might call journey's end in Jerusalem. Elijah and Moses call it his exodus. These men have had their glimpse of what awaits beyond that suffering, their own sharing in and dwelling with Christ glorified, heaven. A question for us, I suppose, is this. Are we willing to let go of that moment and follow Jesus down the mountain from our own glimpses of heaven? Follow him down the mountain and into the work that needs to be done for the healing and restoration of that broken world. Remembering the promise contained in that precious glimpse.